and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day, make a quality decision on today to rejoice and be glad. We want to remind you again that WMIE is raising money this week in order to keep the word of God going freely throughout the air into your ear. We want you to be a part. You have an opportunity to sow in this morning to the word that's released here from the radio station WMIE and deposited into the hearts of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. And you could give this morning by texting WMIE to 24365. So you take your phone, you go open up your text feature, and you press in 24365, and you're going to send the message WMIE, and you'll receive instructions in order to be able to give over your phone, or you can call 632-1000, 632-1000. And I also want to remind you to get a hold of your child's school in order to be able to establish your virtual platform for your children to continue to be educated during this time. Also, several of the schools are giving away food, breakfast, and lunch. So please find out what's going on in your local community to partake of the things that are there to benefit you and your family in this season.
Amen. 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 Do what you know is true. I want to say again, good morning to all the listeners who are tuning to listen to us this morning, especially Make Your Day Count family. And we have a word this morning.
Amen.
We have a word. I come here fired up this morning with a word from God to us all. And it's found in 1 John chapter 4. And I know I just want to jump into this word. It's so good. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Mm-hmm. Now notice verse 2. By this you know, not feel, not hear. By this you know the Spirit of God. The Spirit of who?
God.
Not feel, not hear, but know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is who? Is of who?
God.
Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Verse 3. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now at ready where?
In the world.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Verse 4. You are of God. Beloved, Brevard County, if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are of God. Now notice this verse. This verse applies to me. This verse applies to you. Mm-hmm. This verse applies to Pastor Diana this morning. Here, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have what?
Overcome.
Damn. Because he who is in you
is what? Greater.
Hallelujah.
Than he who is in the world.
Hallelujah. Hey, I want to get up and scream.
Yes.
In you.
Yes.
Who is in you? That he. I'm lost a word here. Come on, somebody needs to shout.
Yes.
Somebody needs to scream. He that is in you
is greater. than he
that who is in the world.
In the world.
The greater one lives inside of me.
Yes.
The greater one lives inside of me. He directs my life. Mm-hmm. Who? He walks with me. He talks mm-hmm. with me along this life narrow road. Mm-hmm. Oh, he tells me where to go. He tells me what not to do. Mm-hmm. He tells me how to protect my body mm-hmm. from this virus, mm-hmm. from this plague. Ooh, he's greater. He's the greater one. Mm-hmm. And he is where? Inside
me.
Of me. Now I'm so excited, Pastor Diane.
Yes.
In 1 John chapter 5, come on, beloved. 1 John chapter 5, now slip over there. And in verse 4 says, for whatever is born of God
overcomes
the world. Somebody needs to say, I'm born of God. I overcome.
Yes.
I overcome. Oh, no, whatever is born of God, overcome. Overcome what? Overcome the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our what?
Faith.
Oh, say it again.
Our faith.
If you're born of God.
The victory that overcomes the world is our faith.
Because we know the greater one is in me.
Yes.
I better settle down and not shout too loud here. You know, I am excited when I see the word and see what is happening within the world. See what is happening within the world, within my community, mm-hmm. within my country. What is happening in the world? And here, 1 John tell me, beloved, by this you know what? Mm-hmm. The
Spirit of God.
Because he lives in me.
Yes.
By this I know, the Spirit of God, that he lives in me. And because he lives in me, I'm an overcomer.
Yes.
And that's why you say, Pastor, I'll let you pick it up. I'm exempt.
From so, every destruction.
And somebody said, what is he talking about? She's exempt. None of this is exempt. Here it is.
Yes.
Here it is. We have proof. We have proof. We have proof. That's what we do at celebration. We just don't talk empty words mm-hmm. of what we feel. We have to have the living proof.
Mm-hmm.
Because the living proof, and I say here, what is living proof? Faith. Faith is a living force.
Yes.
Drawn from the word of God to produce living results.
Mm-hmm.
Living proof.
Mm-hmm.
What is faith? Faith is a force.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a living force. Faith is a living force. What? Drawn out of the word of God
mm-hmm.
to produce living proof.
Yes.
We got proof. Don't tell me faith if you can't show me where it's in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Because my faith is anchored where? In the word. My faith is not in what somebody says.
Mm-hmm.
My faith is in the word.
Mm-hmm.
So now I understand the word, Pastor Diana, is a what? Living force. Living force.
Mm-hmm.
And when I use it, that's why the word says, my word will not return unto me what?
Void.
But it will what?
Accomplish.
Because it's a living force.
Yes.
Not only that it's a living force, the Bible says the word is a two-edged what?
Sword.
The Bible says the word is living, active. So what we say here,
mm-hmm.
we got to have word to support it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have what? The word of God to support it. Support it. I don't care how good I might sound. If I'm not saying the word of God, it might not be good or sound. You know, if I come on this radio and Pastor Beckford sounds good, but if he's not saying the word of God, it might not be sound nor good. And what I'm saying here this morning, it is sound and it is good because it is the word of God. Now,
yes.
I have no interpretation of the word of God because I'm not that good to interpret the word of God. The word of God is the word of God. I believe it. I do it. That's it.
Yes.
I don't need no interpretation. The word of God is the word of God. It says run, I run. It says sit, I sit.
Mm-hmm.
It says shout, I shout. Like it says shout on the Lord. With the voice of what?
Triumph.
Triumph. So don't tell me not to shout.
And does all this mean that everybody who had contracted the virus is not of God? No.
No.
Of course not.
Not.
Of course it does not mean that. We are to take precautions, but we can't let the precautions take us over.
Watch. That's why it says greater is he than in me. So it doesn't matter whether you contract it or not. Mm. You're going to overcome.
Overcome.
That's what we're here to tell you.
Yeah, just like what we were saying yesterday in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, with the devil has no power over death. God took that back. The greatest victory for the believer is to enter into heaven. That's the greatest victory. Yeah. I have finished the race. I have completed the course. So with there is no should be no fear in death. We should be boldly, eagerly awaiting our time when we have completed our race, just like that marathon runner. They enjoy the run, but they also enjoy crossing over onto the finish line. So if the only thing the devil can tell you is you're going to die, don't let that torment you, because guess what? We're all going to die.
There's
nobody that's not going to die. But the Bible says that while we are in this world, we have the power to overcome, that we have victory over death, that there is no sting unto death for the believer. A sting is not associated with death. While we are in this world, we know we're going on to a greater place, a greater glory. Do we want to get taken out too soon? Of course not, because we've been sent here to do things in the earth realm that only we can do. We can't do each other's assignment. We can't manifest each other's vision. We have a set thing that we were sent in the earth to do. Do we want to leave too soon? No. Do we have things in place where we can block the fiery darts that are coming to us? Yes. Do we need to use our weapons of warfare? Yes. Do we need to assemble into battle array? Yes. Because we already have the victory through Christ Jesus. But, you know, there's people that I've heard testimonies, people who have tested positive for the virus, but they've been supernaturally healed, miraculously healed, feeling like they were about to take their last breath, that their lungs couldn't sustain them anymore. But God breathed a new breath into their lungs. I've read a couple testimonials online about that it felt like they couldn't even get another breath. But then suddenly God breathed the breath of life back into their lungs, and everything switched in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, it switched, and they were able to quickly then recover. So we have hope. We are not like those who do not have hope. We have hope. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is in God. He is the anchor in every storm in this season. So we must be excited about what God is doing. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, it says, "Listen carefully. I am doing a new thing. So do not be disrupted. Do not close your eyes because it seems like it's chaotic. Be looking for the road in the wilderness in this season and the river in the desert." We want to encourage you to be a part of our online community with Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're now streaming our Sunday morning services live beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., a full live praise and worship service. We're streaming from the sanctuary. Please tune in through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. Last week's service is also archived on there, so you could be a part of that. Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., our family enrichment service is also online. So be a part of our online community. Like and follow Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook. Make your day count.
And I'm going to take the last minute of this broadcast here today. It's 7:29 on this Tuesday morning. You are listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE. I am Paul Esposito, the station manager here at this blessed radio station. And I just want to remind everyone, this is day two of our spring fundraiser this week. We have devoted this week to raise up the $35,000 once again, same amount we've raised for the last couple of years. And thank God, we're at 25,912. Thanks to all of you who have already responded, many of you 4 or 5 weeks ago. And that's how we've got to where we're at here today. $25,912.12 even. If you'd like to make a pledge, you can call 632-1000 or you can text WMIE to 24365. Make your donation that way. I'm here all day today at 5 o'clock taking your phone calls today. Friends, would you help us raise up this remaining balance that we have of slightly over 9,000? Once again, 321